they believe President Trump had some secret plan, some kind of big action he was going to take today on his final day in office that would allow him to stay in power. That, of course, did not happen. And online, many of them are expressing anger and disbelief. More worryingly, some of them are spinning new conspiracy theories about why that didn't happen and what could happen next.
President Trump, if you see this, please save us. I don't even see our American flag anymore. Biden's talking with some kind of crazy flag. Please, President Trump. Please, please, I hope you have a plan.
I am sorry to all of the people that held on and had false hope. I never believed that God was gonna allow the evil to take over again. I don't understand why.
Did you see the inauguration? Did you see that thing? Well, I know you did, because I got so many requests to talk about it. And, you know, so this would be a short one. And I'm doing this to oblige. I read the comments, and people want to know. They want to know what's up with Lady Gaga. Why's she wearing the Hunger Games outfit? Well, I'm going to tell you about it. I mean, we could do this show in 5 minutes and be done, but why do that, right? Let's stretch this out. Let's talk about the whole thing. Because, you know, I don't do politics. That's not my thing. But yeah, so let's talk about what happened here. President Joe Biden took the oath of office. Now he's in there. He's the second Catholic president behind JFK. And typically what happens is the loser president hangs out and shows the new one around. Formally transitions the power over, but you know, that didn't happen. Someone's petty. Old Tom Petty there. Couldn't hack it. Couldn't take an L. And I know. Oh, Isaac, he stole it. Oh, maybe, right? Who knows? Wasn't there like 62 court cases, and even all the judges that he appointed said no, and there's no evidence? I don't know. I don't follow it. That's just conjecture. Don't crucify me on that. I think politics is a distractive waste of time. I think that there's, you know, and I don't want to sound too pessimistic, but I follow the stuff, right? And it's good to be an informed voter. I support voting, but I don't get too wrapped around the axles. Like, you gotta disconnect sometimes. It's not that healthy for you, because the news and the politicians know to really rile people up. So, good to pay attention. I think it's good to vote. I mean, right? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't we at least give in a little bit to this hope of democracy? At least play along, right? I mean, what else are we going to believe in? You want to believe in anarchy? So, you know, I hold out faith a little bit. I get skeptical of it sometimes. Sometimes I wonder if these candidates aren't selected over elected. I mean, that's what the conspiracy world wants to believe. And maybe, right? I mean, who would know? But I'm living on a prayer over here. So anyway, it's a complicated answer. That's why I don't talk about it. Yeah, so it happened, right? And before we talk about Lady Gaga, we can't avoid the topic, the big topic. The Great Awakening, the storm. The storm that was coming, but it never came. But before we talk about that quickly, looks like they followed the tradition that Ronald Reagan, the occultist, set up of doing the oath on the west side of the Capitol building. which you heard my go back to, I believe it was September 2020. I did a show on QAnon and the occult, talking about the raising of Osiris ritual. I won't belabor the point. You've heard it many times from me. But that was a ritualistic thing, right? You got the West Lawn, and the president faces the Washington Monument, the phallus. That's 666 feet, supposedly, allegedly. And meanwhile, the 33rd degree Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, Herodome, they're trying to incarnate the spirit of Osiris into the incoming president. So, if all things succeed, Osiris now looks like Joe Biden. Now, I talked about on those QAnon shows I did back in September, October, like they're obsessed with the number 17, which is Q in numerology. It's the 17th letter. Well, 17 also represents Osiris. And then I pointed to the idea that, and I don't think I came up with this. I think Billy Ray Valentine helped me get here. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. The idea was that Steve Bannon is probably the guy behind this Q nonsense. And then what do you know? Most controversial pardon that Trump gave out? Steve Bannon. So there's that, right? Lots of stuff. Will we ever get the real answers? I don't know. The QAnon thing fell apart. I knew it was a psyop. I told you it was a psyop. And I'm not saying I told you so. I'm just saying I knew this was a psyop from the beginning because none of it made any sense. It just didn't make any sense. And then on top of that, Steve Bannon's background is to sow chaos and discord because he wants to bring about the end times so that they can bring about the golden age for the elites, him and his elite buddies who are none of our friends. They could care less about us. It's true. So people, you know, but people like this idea, you know. And that's fine. I don't care. Go for it. Don't do anything rash. Don't, like, break into the Capitol building or try to take over the government. Just, I mean, you can believe this stuff, right? I don't care. I believe crazy. I don't think we went to the moon, okay? Look, I'm crazy too. But it fell apart. I'm going to read to you from the Communist News Network here. Quote, for years, believers of the QAnon conspiracy theory had been waiting for the moment when a grand plan would be put into action, and secret members of a supposed satanic pedophilia ring at the highest ranks of government and Hollywood would suddenly be exposed, rounding up, and possibly even publicly executed. They were nearly always sure it was right around the corner, but the storm never came. And the moment of Joe Biden's inauguration was the last possible opportunity for Trump to put the plan into motion. But as Biden raised his hand and swore an oath to defend the Constitution, nothing happened. The anticlimax sent QAnon adherents into a frenzy of confusion and disbelief, almost instantly shattering a collective delusion that had been nurtured and amplified by many on the far right. Now, in addition to being scattered to various smaller websites after Facebook, Twitter cracked down on QAnon content, believers risked having their own topsy-turvy world turned upside down, or perhaps right side up. Members of a QAnon-focused Telegram channel, I don't even know what that is that a new social media? Should I get over there? Should you like and subscribe me at Telegram? I don't know what that is. And some users of the image board 4chan vowed to keep the faith. Others proclaimed they were renouncing their beliefs. Still others devised new theories that purported to push the ultimate showdown further into the future. One of the ideology's most visible icon, Ron Watkins, goes by Code Monkeys, told supporters to go back to our lives. Daniel Jones, president of Advanced Democracy, says the most hardcore QAnon followers are in disarray after years of waiting for the Great Awakening. They seem genuinely shocked to see President Biden inaugurated. Anyways, yeah, they go on to basically try to tell us that, look, this thing's shutting down All these people have been woken up to reality and the Great Awakening is never happening, the Great Roundup. And am I gloating a little bit? Kind of, because I got so much grief and I follow a lot of these QAnon bullshitters online, Jordan Sather. Someone wanted me and Jordan Sather to do a sort of debate on it. And I don't do debates. I'm way too stupid for that. But I was like, okay, bet, let's do it, I guess. I don't know. I think this is all a bunch of bullshit, so let's do it. And, you know, he declined. But in his defense, I'm sure he doesn't even know who I am. He's very popular. Him and David Wilcox out there sharing their ancient aliens, QAnon propaganda. I don't know what they're going to do now. Lots of, you know, patriot accounts out there pushing this stuff. Some of my friends push this stuff. So, like, this isn't a judgment. We're all here to disagree. It's what we do. It's what we do in America. We disagree with each other. But, yeah, I think before the thing officially died, I was getting real upset about it. And I, like, kept having to back off on the subject because it was really upsetting to me to see what seemed to me clearly to be a psyop and a lie. And every time I sort of like try to, with compassion, say this, like I'd get burned. I'm like, geez, you guys need to take it easy. Good Lord. Now, I know you came here to get crazy, so let's get crazy. Because I'm not going to just stop at the CNN article, the mainstream normie news. Are you kidding me? Let's see what they were saying in the 4chan, in the forums, in the Reddits. Before the inauguration, this Q guy, and Q gets weird, right? There's like the official Q that no one really knows who that is, and then there's like all the followers and the big mouthpieces for the movement. I don't know which one this was. I think it was just a person repeating the lie. They posted, "The next 48 hours will be glorious." And they're, you know, this is before the inauguration. Again, pushing it to the last second, like, this is happening, friends. I'm going to read to you from it. This is what they believed. This is how crazy this shit got. "The next 48 hours will be like the entire Revolutionary War and the fall of Berlin compressed into 2 days. I have called off work so I can witness history in the making. I think things will start moving midnight, but will not be noticed until 6 a.m. tomorrow. First, we will see vague social media posts about helicopters, armored personnel carriers racing around D.C., neighbors filming a new roadblock that materializes on street..." This is written choppy. Bear with me. "Materializes on street a congressman live on. Lots of grainy vertical footage from random unsuspecting citizens, that sort of thing. Think the prelude to the invasion of Crimea a few years back. Around noon, it will start hitting the CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Unconfirmed reports of arrest, possible terrorist attack, a disturbance at Congressman X's house. Then boom, the news channels become static one by one. Twitter and Facebook goes down. Emergency broadcast, all cell phones informs of attempted coup by globalist forces. Vague reassurance that the union is strong, America will be protected. For the next 12 to 24 hours, there is anxiety, fear, and excitement as the population speculates on what is taking place. 6 a.m., January 20th, the news channels and social media come online. Trump's on the podium surrounded by loyalists and cheering patriot soldiers. Thanks America for re-election and announces that the coup has been thwarted." What a time to be alive. See, these Q people have been like creating this fantasy world in the minds of the followers. This is every day for the last 4 years they've been doing this. And here's what sucks about it. And we're going to move on to Gaga here in just 1 second. Here's what sucks about it. Because they had some prolific names like, what's his name, Mike Flynn out there? Taking the oath? Telling you they're going to round up the pedophiles? Publicly execute them? Tom Hanks? What did Tom Hanks do? And I know what he did. Take it easy. I already know the whole script. I don't know. The Tom Hanks thing is tough for me. And we're going to talk about Tom Hanks too. I'll save that for later. But here's the thing that sucks. This is where we could get ultra paranoid. Maybe the Q thing was to shut down a real investigation into what was really happening, because I've been right there at the beginning of this thing. I talked about the pizza emails. They're really weird. What the hell's going on? The spirit cooking, really weird. What's going on? Now I'm always sort of like your, I'm your limp-wristed conspiracy truther. So I'm never the guy that's going to be like, yeah, they're doing it to the kids. Let's go attack them. Like, because we don't know. I see the stuff. I see the evidence. And I think, well, surely something's going on here. This is really weird. And I sure wish the news would look into this instead of just saying, oh yeah, Snopes said it's debunked. Like, well, do a little bit of digging around, why don't you? Why are they talking about walnut sauce and pizza maps on handkerchiefs? What does that mean? We still don't know to this day. So it started with a grain of mystery, and then it just spiraled out of hand by the forces that be, the powers that be. That's what sucks. And then on top of that, you know, look at what this did to the truther movement. It discredited a ton of people. It gave them the leverage to censor truther talk. When all truther talk is, you know, some people get into this real deep, like Alex Jones and stuff, and they're very persuasive. But to me, it's like, I like learning the symbolism. I like learning the history. I like exploring the ideas. I like entertaining the ideas. But until I'm convinced, like, look, I don't think we went to the moon. But I'm not saying let's go take over the Cape Canaveral. I mean, good Lord, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it seems like we didn't go there. And it seems like it's a lot closer than they're telling us, by the way. You want to get a little crazier. Because to me, it's interesting, it's entertaining, and it's very possible, I think. Anyway, I'm not going to go on this long diatribe of why those things that happened at the Capitol building shouldn't have happened, but they shouldn't have happened. But and now they're using it against us, so there you go. And I don't know if I shared this with you on this feed, but look at what happened. It was mostly men, right? Mostly men invaded the Capitol building. And symbolically, you've got the male dominance, the patriarchy, invading the womb of ISIS, the feminine. Which takes us into Lady Gaga, the representative of the feminine goddess. She came out wearing red and black. She wore this giant umbrella for a dress. It was red. But the top was black, with black gloves. Now, these are very Saturnian colors here, red and black. But that's not what I want to focus on today. Let's look at that massive gold dove that she had pinned to her chest. Now, and this is what everyone was asking me about. But I was actually too busy yesterday to do this show. But anyway, and I said, look, at first, I thought maybe it was a phoenix bird. I was like, oh, well, damn, we got the alchemy thing. But she said officially it's a dove on her social medias. It's a dove with an olive branch. And, you know, that symbolizes peace. Of course it does. So that's all that means. Time for healing. Time to move on. But what else could it mean? And here, let's entertain these ideas. Well, first off, like everyone alluded to, it was very Hunger Games-ish. Which, you know, Katniss Everdeen, and there was a lot of Hunger Games-type programming that went down many years ago, fueling rebellion against the Capitol and the Capitol building. And I thought it was weird how that manifested itself. In fact, I just watched all four films a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was all so very curious how it went down. But the Mockingjay, that's what we want to talk about today. This is the bird from the Hunger Games story, which the hero, Katniss Everdeen, she is basically the Mockingjay. She represents the Mockingjay. And this is where the worlds blend here. This is where the dress looked very Hunger Games-ish that Gaga wore. And she also had the bird, which is part of the Hunger Games story. Now, if you look up the... I only read the first Hunger Games book. I didn't read the others. So I had to look this up. But the Mockingjay is basically an accidental bird. It's an accidental hybrid between a Jabberjay and a Mockingbird. And you see it in the films. It like mocks and repeats the whistle. Okay. Now, curious enough, I think it's a Gnostic idea here. Gnostic principles. Katniss Everdeen, she's wearing the Mockingjay pin when she goes into the Hunger Games. She then takes on the moniker of the Mockingjay to lead the rebellion forces, to inspire them. And why is that? It's because the bird, the Mockingjay, was a mistake. And so was Katniss. The mistake of her and, what's the old boy's name? You know his name. The dude that she won the Hunger Games with. Pete. Oh, boy. Really showing how dumb I am now. PETA. That's it. Whew. Now, okay, so she's the anomaly, right? She's the mistake, just like the Mockingjay. And she pisses off the Capitol, just like the Mockingjay. You see what happened historically in the Hunger Games universe? The Capitol created these birds called Jabberjays, and they sent them out to spy on the districts. But eventually the districts learned about this, and they started, the people started lying to the birds so that when the Jabberjays went back to the Capitol, they would catch the lie, and eventually the Capitol figured it out. So they were like, oh, forget it. So they released all the Jabberjays into the wild to die, but they didn't die. No. Instead, they found the Mockingbirds, and they make bird sexy time. And they created a new bird, a new species, the Mockingjay. So to the Capitol, the Mockingjay represents rebellion. It represents an amplification of their errors. It's a crack in the armor, just like Mockingjay as Katniss. So you see, Katniss, she's the anomaly. She's the mistake that made it too far. She's too inspirational. She's the leader of the rebellion. And this is very Gnostic, because in the Gnostic story, there's the higher god, the sort of global consciousness god. And this god is perfect. This is the sun behind the sun. This is the perfect god. And an element of this perfect god was accidentally sort of released from the Sophia, the wisdom. And this is a long story made very short. But the Sophia, the wisdom, created this creation that was imperfect, the Yaldabaoth. And she rejected it. She was embarrassed, so she pushed Yaldabaoth out of this world and into ours. She aborted it, basically. And Yaldabaoth, being imperfect, said, I'm going to create my own world. I'm going to model it based on the spiritual world I just came from. I'm going to be God. But, you know, Yaldabaoth's imperfect. Yaldabaoth's a mess. And Yaldabaoth created our world and wanted us to worship him because he's real narcissistic and crazy. And there's all this death and pain and suffering in this world because it's imperfect. Well, Yaldabaoth is the mistake that went too far. Just like the Mockingjay, just like Katniss Everdeen. And that's why like the Gnostics think we're in a prison planet. That's why they don't subscribe to this. They think the Christian faith is wrong for worshiping the false god, because the real god is many levels of abstraction higher and more perfect. So you've got the Jabberjays and the Mockingjays, all they can do is replicate and mimic. That's why they repeat the whistles. And this is just like the Demiurge, which is created by the Yaldabaoth. They can't do anything perfectly. All they can do is create and mimic. They have no creative abilities. So Candace Everdeen, she wears the Mockingjay pin to mock the Capitol for their failures. So that's all the Hunger Games talk. Now, the pin, the bird, the golden dove with the olive, it symbolizes alchemy. It's the perfected initiate. So let's talk about the dove first. And this is from the alchemical perspective. Because in alchemy, there's birds that represent the stages of the process of the perfecting of the initiate. And birds are important because they represent this sort of blurring of realms. It's the connection of as above and so below. It's a connection of the spiritual and the material. And the birds represent the soul in the alchemical symbolism. And the birds, they show us the stages of the spiritual development. It's the soul as it progresses spiritually. And usually what we look for is like the eagle or the phoenix. That's like the final stage. That's just like the Hunger Games. Like Katniss is the girl on fire. The fire is the phoenix. And the birds, let's talk about the birds. You've got the stages of the process from going from black to gold, because in alchemy it's, you know, turning lead into gold. And you got the black crow, you got the white swan, you got the peacock, you got the pelican, and then finally you got the phoenix, or the eagle in the case of America. And the stages of turning lead into gold, of course, starts with the negredo. That's the blackening. That's the black crow. And this is the separation of the soul from the body. Because again, in the Gnostic perception of things, the body is a material prism. Because Yaldabaoth took formless material and created our world and trapped our souls in the body. So the dove that Lady Gaga's wearing represents the soul. It's the soul bird of alchemy, if you want to look at it from that perspective. And you'll see this in alchemical artworks with the dove sitting on a skull. The dove reflecting on the death of the body. Because the skull is very important to the occult, right? You have this formless material that formed over time through evolution, and the skull encased the mind, encased the brain, because without the skull, the brain couldn't function. Couldn't have these higher levels of thought, like the real God. So the skull is celebrated. But the skull is also a dead thing. So without death, you can't have life. You see? So that's why in the Freemasonry, they have the reflection chamber and the initiate sits inside and reflects upon their own death. It's like a duality thing, right? Well, you also saw this in the inauguration. We have life and death. There was 400,000 flags representing all the deaths from COVID. Now, the dove with the olive branch, obviously that goes back to Noah and the great flood, the great deluge. And what you know the story. Noah released the dove, and when the dove came back with the olive branch, it symbolized that the dove was able to land on land, the flood was receding, and the death and destruction was over. So good news. Lady Gaga's showing you, symbolically, there's a reprieve from all this death. It's over. Aren't you happy? Aren't you I know you're not. I know the truthers are never happy. We're never happy. Because I know, Isaac, you're happy that they psyoped you and made you believe in a fake Wuhan flu? Look, I just want to be happy, okay? We're going to be happy. We're going to, let's play dumb. Let's just play along for a minute. Just for a minute. Let's entertain it. Okay, good. Here comes Sleepy Joe to save the day, and he's gonna make it all better. And symbolically, there's death and destruction is over, and the chaos has ended. Well, good. I'll take it at this point. I mean, do you care? Let them win. Let them win. Let the Illuminati win this time. Because it's like, on the one hand, it's like, well played. I'm exhausted with this, and you win. Like, on one hand. But like I always say, I'm a bad truther. Don't listen to me. Don't come to me for influence. Come to me for information. And then do with it what you will. Do what thou wilt with the info. Second, let's talk about the bird. Why is it gold? Well, you know, alchemy, right? Turning lead into gold. You're perfecting man through the great work. The negredo, the blackening, all the way up through the phoenix, which is represented as gold or red sometimes. Or red and gold, the fire. Because the phoenix is the fire, which is, again, representative of the true God above the Yaldabaoth. This is the undivided light from which all is created. It's also called the astral gold. It's the sun behind the sun, which you hear, which is the Sirius thing, right? You talk about Sirius, you talk about the Freemason lodges, they've got the sun behind the sun of Sirius on the walls. Look it up. This is the spiritual source for all life. This is the origin of the divine spark. This is the part of us that has the real God within, and the initiate needs to learn it and unlock it. So gold is very important in this. It's the final stage of the great work. This is the golden body, kind of like Eddie Murphy, the golden child. It releases the candidate to the divine mind, aka the undivided light, aka the astral gold. And the candidate has ascended past the fake Yaldabaoth, the Christian God, the fake God. So yes, the gold dove could be some alchemical symbolism. And that's basically it. Now, there was also the inauguration ball. Let's not gloss over that. Hosted by you-know-who. You-know-who. The name that shall not be spoken. Tom Hanks. Oh, my God. And I've never been... Look, and here's where I'm a bad truther. I like Tom Hanks. I like his movies. I mean, is he a creepy person? I have no idea. He's probably... I don't know. Who knows? Never met the guy. Sure is fun in the movies, though. Forrest Gump? Come on. Here's my short version of why I don't buy this. First off, it's too cuey for me. Second off, I did a whole show on Isaac Cappy. I did a lot of research on Isaac Cappy, and he fits into the Tom Hanks thing. The reason Tom Hanks gets drug into this is because he posts photos on his Instagram of, like, gloves left, like a single glove left on the ground. And I guess the joke is kind of like, who walks around with two gloves and loses one? Like, don't they know they're missing a glove? I guess. I don't know. I don't really understand. I don't think it's that funny, but whatever. And he was doing this for years. Well, and I could get these details wrong just a little bit, but basically Isaac Cappy, this very vocal Q guy, killed himself on this overpass off of Route 66. And on the same day or the day before, Tom Hanks had this ominous post about off of Route 66 with a glove missing. And now that means he's Illuminati confirmed and all these things. And there might be more to it. I don't know. Like I've said, I've never bought into the Q thing, so I didn't dig too deep. It's full disclosure there. Like, I could be way wrong on that. I mean, you can do your own research. But that was the gist of what I saw, and I thought, really? That's the thing we're going to hate Tom Hanks for? I mean, it was also weird that he was like the first guy in the world to get COVID. That was kind of weird. It's also weird that he's going to be in a Pinocchio as Geppetto, the pedo dad. That's kind of weird. It's almost like they're screwing around with the QAnon folks. Like they're purposely messing with them. I mean, to have Joe Biden in there and then Tom Hanks and Lady Gaga. Are they just twisting the knife now? I don't know. Seems weird to me. And then he had all these other performances at the inauguration ball. You had Katy Perry. She's very Illuminati confirmed. I've talked about her for many years. Demi Lovato. She's Illuminati confirmed. She's always talking about the aliens. Her and Kesha are talking about how much they love meditating aliens into existence. You got the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters were... they promoted some lady who thought AIDS was fake. Remember that? they played at some fundraiser. This woman was told she had AIDS back in the 90s, and she was like, no, I don't. Fake news, doctor. And she was going around telling everyone about how HIV doesn't really cause AIDS, and AIDS is something else, and they're lying to us. And the Foo Fighters did some benefit concert for this lady. Then the lady got pregnant, and the doctor was like, hey, you're going to give your baby HIV and AIDS, so you should take these drugs. And she was like, no, I'm not. AIDS is fake. It's fake news. So she has the baby, and the baby dies at like 2 years old of HIV AIDS. Then mom dies a couple years later, HIV AIDS. So this is what happens when conspiracies go too far, right? Because I remember that was a hot topic for a long time. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, do you? Well, see, where AIDS really came from, if you go back to the polio vaccine in Africa, they had monkeys that had a disease called SIV, and the monkeys with the SIV were, they grind up the monkey guts to make the first, some of the first polio vaccines, and then they injected them into human beings. And then human beings all of a sudden in Africa have HIV everywhere. Huh. How'd that happen? Anyway. Then also, at the inauguration, we had the first U.S. citizen to get the COVID stabby. Introducing Tim McGraw. I guess to publicly show, like, hey, she's not dead. She's fine. Look at her. She's up moving around. She's partying. Everything's fine. And I hope so. I'm burying my head in the sand this year. I'm going all for it. Give me the feel goods. Tell me everything's going to be great, big brother. Tell me how great the world's going to be. Okay, cool. I don't know. This is where things get tough for me. It's been a hard year. They're breaking us down one by one. But yeah, that's the latest. That's the updates on the inauguration. We got the full death of QAnon. We got Lady Gaga showing us the symbolism of alchemical perfection, and you got Tom Hanks sticking his knife in you in the QAnon people and twisting it all around, making them very upset. It's going to be a wild year this year, too. And look, I know, traditionally, I'm the guy to point out all of this stuff, all the symbolism, and say everyone's Illuminati confirmed, which isn't wrong, right? However, 2021, we're bringing the positive vibes until we can all feel good, right? Maybe they're pushing the globalist agenda down the tracks with the Great Reset. I see evidence for that, too. Could be. But maybe not, also. I mean, all we can do is make conjectures and theories and see what happens. So there you go. That's what I got for you. You were asking about it. That's, there you go. Hunger Games. Golden Birds. Missing Gloves, Tom Hanks. We got a very controversial show. That's, you bake all that and make one big controversy cookie. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something with me. We're all learning in this thing. We're trying to figure it all out. Stay subscribed to the show. I've got lots of cool movie analysis coming out. You want to know what I'm doing movie analysis on? I'll tell you. Interstellar, of course. What else? Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it? But it's coming out. The John Carpenter Apocalypse Trilogy, which is your The Thing, Prince of Darkness, and In the Mouth of Madness. That's all the hot stuff on deck. So stay subscribed. I appreciate your support and all the feeds. Again, and I always harp on this, I've got supporter feeds. If you want to get rid of the commercials, you want to get early access, bonus shows, like In the Mouth of Madness film analysis, that's going to be a bonus show for the supporters. You can sign up, IlluminatiWatcher.com, get in the VIP section, or go to Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, or go to Rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. I'm in all three options. You want to know the differences? Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the VIP section. I got a comparison chart. Thank you for your support, and until next time, stay woke.